Acetaminophen, Tylenol, has long been considered one of the safest pain relievers for pregnant women. But a new study out this week in the medical journal JAMA Pediatrics finds a link between acetaminophen used during pregnancy and later behavioral problems in children. Sharon Begley is a senior science writer at STAT, the health and medicine publication, and our weekly partner. So, Sharon, this study is, of course, a little scary. Take us through. We know women were first asked when they were pregnant if they were taking the painkiller, then 7 years later asked about their kids. Pretty extensive. But tell us more about what researchers found.
That's right, Robin. It was indeed a very extensive study. More than 7,000 women were in it, and that's the kind of number that you like to see when you're asking, you know, is this credible? Is this believable? The research was done in England, and this is a quite famous group of women. In other words, the study was actually begun in the 1990s, and these women and their children have been followed now for many, many years. So all of that gives it some credibility. And yes, as you said, the bottom line finding is that women who reported taking acetaminophen during their pregnancy, either early at 18 weeks and earlier, or 32 weeks and a few months before that, their children, when the kids were seven, had a higher incidence of various behavioral conduct problems, including emotional symptoms, hyperactivity, problems relating to other children. And the increased risk was as high as 46%, which is, you know, a number you pay attention to.
Right. But is it clear that that's causal and not coincidental? As you write, it could have been that pregnant women having a low consumption of fish is the reason that the children have had this behavior, because there's been studies showing that. Is it clear that it's the Tylenol?
In fact, it was this very study, the same group of participants in whom the connection between healthy fish eating during pregnancy and kids' outcome was shown. So whenever we cover medical science studies like this, we always try to dig into the methodology. How did the researchers do what they did? And what's the basis for what they're reporting? So as you said, this is an observational study. Basically, you just have a bunch of women and say, live your lives, and then tell us, you know, what you did, and we're going to make some measurements. So one concern is that women who chose to take Tylenol during their pregnancy were somehow different from women who did not. Just a couple things to throw out there, as you said, fish consumption, but also education level, IQ. And both of those are related to the kids' subsequent behavioral adjustment, conduct problems, etc. And that was not studied. So the connection that they saw, the 46% elevated risk of behavioral problems, could have been due to something other than the Tylenol. Yeah. And that's always the concern in a study like this.
The acetaminophen. Well, so meantime, there have been other studies over the years that have shown links, just links, between acetaminophen use in pregnancy and ADHD-like behaviors in kids later in life. So what should pregnant women do?
So that's really the telling question, Robin. And I asked the chief scientist that very question, and she said, still take it. And the main reason is that fever and infection when you are pregnant can be very risky for the fetus, much more risky than any connection anyone has found to acetaminophen.
If you're taking it casually, you don't really need it, maybe not. Sharon Begley, senior science writer with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. We'll link you to this research at hearandnow.org. Sharon, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.